you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, October 30th, 2017. It's a God sighting filled day, filled month, filled year, and I have a lot to share with you about it. But first, let me update you on tomorrow and Wednesday's edition of Mark and Friends as we continue with our Reformation series as preached by Pastor Jason Schiffo. Yesterday in church, he addressed grace alone. So if you've been tuned in for the last Tuesday and Wednesdays, you know a couple weeks ago we addressed in Christ alone. Last week, in Scripture alone, and then tomorrow and Wednesday, it'll be in grace alone, as preached yesterday, and it was a powerful message that I know you'll appreciate and draw great strength from. Well, has been the tradition for many years, in fact, since our first broadcast, April 7th of 1996, it was Easter Sunday, we led off with the Hallelujah Chorus. In these many years, whenever there was a spectacular announcement, a unique, powerful God sighting, I usually launched into the song and told the story. Well, that'll be the case today and probably over the next few weeks because there's a lot to share. And Joey Kroll said it best, it's the prayer of Jabez being realized on our behalf as today marks a banner day as God is doing a new thing. And so there will be a lot of details and background story that I want to share, and I'll get a portion of it in today. I don't know if I'll be able to cover it tomorrow and Wednesday, but certainly by Friday we'll have Jason in the studio, and maybe I'll have Mary Ann, as they've both been integral parts of this new thing that God is doing. So to set the stage, here's the Hallelujah Chorus.
Thank you.
just love that song, the message, and over these past 21 years, the dozen or so times that we've launched into that song to make an announcement has always meant God is doing a new or a unique or a special or a powerful thing in and through this radio ministry. And so if you were tuned in, I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Friday's edition of Mark and Friends, when Jason was in the studio, I commented how I've been biting at the bit for about a month or two now, wanting to share what I saw God doing, and it's been officially realized today, but I must paint some of the picture before I give all the specifics out. So let's begin with the prayer of Jabez. What is it? And it was Joey Kroll that first brought this up as I was sharing some of the ways God was moving and working and answering prayer, that he said it sounds like the prayer of Jabez. The prayer of Jabez comes from the Bible. In fact, it's in 1 Chronicles 4:10, and I'll read from my NIV study Bible. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. There's many things interesting about this prayer, and it's composed of four parts. First, Jabez asks God to bless him. Second, he asks God to enlarge his territory or increase his responsibility. Third, he prays that God will be with him and stay close. And lastly, Jabez asks that God keep him from harm so that he will be free from pain. Well, the story I'm about to share, or at least some of the background that will take a few days for me to convey to you, so please stay with me over the next week or two as I share how seemingly God is pressing that prayer of Jabez on us, because this was nothing that we were looking at, praying about, thinking through, weighing. It all kind of happened to us. And yet as we look back and as I convey all the circumstances and situations surrounding this answer to prayer, which is being realized today, I think you'll agree with me. God's at work, and certainly he's extending our territory and going to use this radio ministry in unique and creative ways. Okay, have I piqued your interest yet? As you know, I can't tell a short story. But let me paint a little background, and then at some point, as you tire of hearing me explain all this, I'm lining up one of my favorite all-time songs, Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega, as I love the lyrics and message of that song, and will reaffirm once again as we move forward with this new project that it's all about Jesus and all glory to God. All right, well, it was about 2 years ago, as the board was meeting and discussing and weighing maybe some unique ways to get the message out about this radio ministry, we were talking about Marianne Offenstein being a gifted writer, and maybe she could create some articles or stories about the ministry, or in varying degrees use her gifts to alert people about the radio station. Well, it just so happened at about that time, now this is 2 years ago in September of 2015, Dr. Bill Gingold, he and his wife Phyllis are the owners of Dr. G Brainworks, which at the time was located at Lincoln Square, approached me and the radio ministry about being a part of their Brain and Wellness Fitness Fair, and that was going to be held at Lincoln Square Mall. And he conveyed to me that he thought the radio station did a good job at bringing health to the spiritual side of people, so he invited me to represent the station and set out a table and give out materials and alert people about our radio ministry, which I thought was great. And so there I was on a Saturday afternoon for a number of hours at Lincoln Square, and he set me up right at a strategic crossroad right in the middle of the mall where the north-south and east-west corridor joined. And so kind of in the middle of the mall, a very prominent location, so I could see everyone and I had a lot of traffic that day. I should also mention that Dr. Gingold, I had played some racquetball with him over the years, so I was familiar with him, but at the time it was mainly just a few competitive conversations over racquetball. So there I was, September of 2015, representing the station at Lincoln Square for the Brain and Wellness Fitness Fair, but also at the time, it was weighing heavy on me to find a location for our 20th birthday party of WGNN, and that was going to be coming up in April. But to facilitate all the arrangements and plans and speakers, but to accommodate an unknown crowd and have parking and accommodations ready for them, I hadn't found anything that would work because most of the churches were either too small, and if suddenly we had more than 600 or 700, between parking and all the logistics, there was few options as the Virginia Theater wouldn't work, and we didn't want to be over at the fairgrounds, and so nothing was coming together. And that was our big 20th birthday party event that we were having Dr. Lutzer come down and the Singing Men of GNN and the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. And so as I was standing there at Lincoln Square, I looked down that south corridor and thought, you know, that's a huge area. I wonder if they've ever had any events in here, because with the mall, there's all that parking. And whether only 300 showed up or 1,500, there would be room because there's so much space. So I started getting excited thinking about maybe this is where God would have us for the birthday party. And stay with me because this will all make sense. I'm painting all the background because God's doing a new thing and it's actually being launched today. But as I was pondering those things and looking down the hallway and guesstimating how many people could fit, Jason Gingold walks by. Now his dad is Bill. And Jason was helping coordinate the Brain and Wellness Fitness Fair that day. And so I said to Jason, I said, Jason, who would I get in touch with about maybe utilizing this mall for our big 20th birthday celebration? And he stops and he says, oh, that would be my dad, Bill. I'm like, really? He's my racquetball buddy. And he said, yeah, talk to him. So lo and behold, I had a conversation with him that next week. And because Bill had a shop there, Dr. G Brainworks, he said, sure, I'll be the sponsoring agent, if you will, like he'll sponsor us coming in and putting our event there. And I thought, really? And so over the subsequent few months, it was making arrangements and working with the mall staff and the team to pull off our big April birthday party. Well, at the time, we were working with Bill with his Prime Life Times newspaper because he was allowing us to put free ads about the radio station in the paper as we made mentions about the Brain Wellness and Fitness Fair. And so anyways, taking you back, so at that time the board says, hey, why don't we maybe have Mary Ann write some human interest stories, which would be God-honoring and maybe to varying degrees share their testimony or their faith journey or the unique ways God was navigating through some of these people's lives. And so they thought that would be a perfect fit. So Mary Ann started writing stories somewhere around September of 2015, because I know it's been 2 years that she's been submitting a monthly story, as the Prime Life Times is a free monthly edition in, I think, 100-plus locations. So anyways, that started up in September of 2015, and for those of you, the 1,087 people that came to our 20th birthday party celebration, I thought it was an outstanding evening. God was glorified, and we just had a rallying point of celebrating all that he has done these past 20 years. So the evening finished. It was great. Over the next few weeks, we continued to utilize the mall because we had a follow-up meet and greet, and they were allowing us to use the Brownfield Sports location. It was a big unit where we had assembled the 500 gift boxes that we had given away, and I think we had been in there for about 3 weeks of assembly and setting up for the big event. And then a few weeks after the event, we continued to utilize the space, and I started thinking, maybe this is where God would have us build our new studios and be accessible to the public. And some of you will remember that whole story as we prayed it up. Lord, might you have us relocate to Lincoln Square Mall? The management and mall owner were so accommodating. And so we began praying that up. And I'm already running out of time, and I want to fit Fernando Ortega in here, at least a portion of his Give Me Jesus. But a lot more to share. But at that point, we as a Great News Radio board prayed through a proposal and had an open lease agreement, which basically meant they would give us a fantastic price to lease the Brownfield Sports location, but being open-ended, if they did find a tenant, and it had not been rented for a few years, but if they found somebody, we'd be bumped out of there. But at the time, the price was so right that we were going to move forward. And then a day before we were going to sign the agreement, the mall manager said, well, there's an interest in the Brownfield Sports location, and we wouldn't want you to move in, and then in a few weeks realize that you had to move out. So I remember leaving the manager's office kind of devastated, thinking, Lord, it seems so clear you were moving us here to Lincoln Square, and it seemed like Brownfield Sports was the location. But as I left the mall manager's office thinking, now what are we going to do? Where could the Lord be leading us? I journeyed by the food court, And there was Bill Gingold, you know, the owner of Dr. G Brain Works, sitting at a table, and he waved me over, and so I sat down with him. He said, "What's up, Mark? You're usually pretty cheery. You look a little downcast." I said, "Oh, Bill, you know the whole story, how we were hoping to come to Lincoln Square Mall, and things were coming together, and it looked like we were going to be in Brownfield Sports, and it was a unique location with those bay windows, but it looked like that has fallen through, and so I'm not sure what we're going to do." And I voiced a few of my concerns, and the Brownfield Sports location had a bathroom, and that was one of those non-negotiables. I needed a unit with a bathroom, and there was only a few in the whole mall. And it was really unique how God used Bill, because he said, "You know, I haven't had a bathroom in my unit there these 7 or so years, and it's, you don't have to clean it and supply it." And he said, "Ah, it's convenient. The bathroom's right around the corner there." He said, "Why don't you look at that location right over there?" So it was really Bill that God used to settle my heart, put me at peace. And then I walked over to the unit 112, which is the location we're in right now. And I looked in, and it was just a big, long, rectangular room, no walls or anything in there. But it appeared very clean and organized, and you could basically move right in, whereas the Brownfield location needed a lot of work. And so it was really interesting how God used Bill to settle my heart and then to point at this location. And so then we began the process with the mall management to say, "Hey, we would like this location at the same price as the Brownfield location," which was a really good deal, "but we'd like to enter into a long-term lease agreement so we wouldn't be bounced out if somebody else wanted that unit." And so through a couple months of refining and fine-tuning and getting some counsel, we ended up securing basically a 5-year lease agreement, a 1-year with 2 2-year renewals. And we had a unanimous board approval to move forward. And so for the last year, we've been in that location, and about 3 or 4 months of being there, Dr. G Brainworks moved from Lincoln Square to Marketplace Mall. So that was kind of sad to see Bill go. But there's a lot more to the story, and how God again will use Bill in the coming days to ask some questions and to meet up with me and others. And so you're just going to have to wait for the rest of that story. But God is at work. In fact, today is the launching of this new endeavor that God's hands are all over, if you will. It's been confirmed in a number of ways and all fallen into place. And actually, it's taking a bigger staff than the existing radio ministry. And that was one of my confirmations about a month ago. "Lord, if you are calling us to move forward in this, you need to raise up a team, because I can't juggle too many more things and can only commit maybe 3 to 5 hours a week into this new endeavor." And yet it was obvious the profound impact and the reach and the unique ways we saw it fitting hand in glove. And so I'll save some of that, if not for tomorrow and Wednesday, then on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends when Jason is in the studio. But that prayer of Jabez is being realized, and we just give God all the thanks and praise as he's moving this whole thing forward. So we'll close out with a worshipful song, "Give Me Jesus" by Fernando Ortega, knowing that the Lord has it all under control. And may this song get you grounded for this new week as you desire to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, knowing that he'll carry you along and bless your efforts as you bring glory to God. Here's Fernando Ortega, "Give Me Jesus." As I say, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. me, Jesus.